what separates the Shvarim from the Shvarim? How do you separate Shvarim from the Shvarim? I say one. I can think of a number of possibilities. Let's poll the audience. How many ways can you think of on your own to distinguish between the Shvarim and the Trua of the Hashrat? Yes?
Sound and length
of time. No, I don't mean that. Maybe my question's not clear. How much must be weights?
Oh.
I can think of a number of possibilities. Let's poll the audience. How many ways can you think of on your own to distinguish between the Shvarim and the Trua of the Hashrat? Yes?
Sound and length of time.
No, I don't mean that. Maybe my question's not clear. How much must be weight?
Oh,
I'm
sure you want
to be. To the Shvarim and the Trua. What? Oh. Today, Nishima? The time it takes to take a breath. Well, so it'll be very difficult to get this thing down in seconds. But we'll talk about the theoretical construct. Oh, no break at all? No break at all? Straight through it? Right? Well, straight through it. No break at all. Good. So we have now two opinions here. No break at all. On a break in energy. Yeah?
Just to use what you were doing before, I'd say it's like when those breaths and stuff, you do like...
Actually breathe in between.
No. You know what you were doing before? It's different stronger.
Right.
And then you said there's different things stronger than the true.
Right.
So I do just like you do when that's stronger, you use that left only for the true.
That's what he said. I think no break. Pashtus. That's called no break. Look, there has to be some. If there's no break, it's going to just be the continuation of the shever. If I go do, now listen to me, watch carefully. Do, 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 do. I stopped after the third do. If I didn't, I went, and when I snap, that's when I want the true to start. Watch this now. Do, 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 do. The first one won't count. I want the first one to count because it's, you know, I snapped my finger, but it's with no break between the last shever and it. That can't count for it. That can't count for a truer. That's already using it. That's what uses the shever. And if that I have in mind, the mental note, that won't work. Yeah.
I mean, I never blow a shofar. That's why I'm asking you. When you blow the shofar and you blow the truer, you're blowing it like real long to be yotzei, whatever, all those opinions. Can you really do it in one breath?
Sure. No problem.
Not a problem.
Not a problem.
You can do it like extra.
Not a problem. So we have our, yes, another piece, yeah?
I would think if you want to differentiate, what I would do is just make it an instant longer.
Now you're talking, I love that. I'll call that, let me call it, I'm gonna have his phrase for each one. Today the Shema is your phrase. We'll call yours Hefsek Kolshu. Masha, just the minimum, the absolute minimum you need to separate physically the one sound from the other, otherwise it's gonna be a continuation. We'll call yours Hefsek Ma'at. I like that term. Hefsek Ma'at. Small break. What do you mean small break? Smaller than the absolute minimum. Anything more than the proverbial epsilon, the mashuv. Smaller than the minimum. Hefsek Ma'at. Doesn't have to be Kedei Neshima. Now Kedei Neshima, you said you have to wait long enough to breathe. You have to breathe? Not necessarily. I have another sheet now. You have to breathe. You actually have to breathe. We'll see. Before you see inside, I'll show you how it's done. You write all these things down, all the possibilities. Either mashu, hefsek ma'at, kedei neshima, and actually breathing. And when we say actually breathing, we can add a phrase, yosef kedei neshima. In other words, more than the amount takes you to breathe. You wait even a little bit longer. Well, hold on. We haven't said no. We haven't assigned any names to any of these opinions yet. Just talking abstract. In other words, let's go. This is Hefsek Mashu. I'm going in increasing order. Hefsek Mashu. Hefsek Ma'at. And the next thing is Kedei Neshima. Now, theoretically, we can operate with an in-between position, before between those three, number two and number three. Hefsek ma'at, excuse me. Hefsek mashu, hefsek ma'at are one after the other, by definition. Ma'at is ma'at, which is a little more than mashu. Then the next one I wanted to list was Kedei Neshima. I didn't say Well, more than ma'at, less than kedei neshiva. That's already, that's too... right, it's too clear. There's no room in there. Now, so then you have yodos of kedei neshiva, more than kedei neshiva. Then you have what we call actually no shame. You actually breathe, takes the breath.
It's the same amount of time.
Yeah, but it's a different physical characteristic. Right, the only one the physical characteristic is the last. Oh, there's one more. It comes before the first one. No break. No break, none. It's ridiculous. Can't possibly work. Because then the shema which continues is just going to be the same exact thing as what? As it is the true one. No, but nothing.
That's a break.
So I want you. Somewhere. We'll find. Let's see the second instance of the expression of the Shema Achas. It's on the second column, the Lamed Tesav and Aleph, where he says as follows. With a little page, we saw this yesterday. Ushvarim Matrua Yeshlas Vinashima Achas. Why? Because it's one unit, even though people in fact don't do it that way, can't help it. You have no alternative. It must be done in the Shemachas, and Alpi Alocha, considered to be one. Even though the Derech HaOlam, when they sigh and then they whimper, is to have two Neshimas. As opposed to the Ritva that told you, who says the facts are that they do it whimpering, that they groan and whimper in one Neshim. And as opposed to Rabbi Natan, who says it has to be between, it should be between B'shtei Neshimas. Could be B'shtei Neshimas. So where's this line? He made a reference to it later. We saw it. A few months ago, after the El, he said it in the Ma'aseh of the Magenta. I'm trying to find the expression right now. This right now, this, I can't find. I only saw it when it makes reference to it. Where is it? Near the test? Lama test on Aleph? On the base? Where? No, I know that. The female looks after the other child, the Shema Achaz. I know that. Where's the Leil? That we saw, but he makes reference to an earlier statement. Earlier statement. Maybe this is it. There is no earlier statement. I don't know. What earlier statement? It must be here somewhere. I think. Kol panim. Whether it's here or not here, the Rush assumes that the three Shvarim themselves have to be Benishima. Maybe in fact, I thought he said it explicitly. Maybe it means this, maybe this statement is this one. That Shram Truot even the Shimachas. A Kolponim, whether that's true or not, that the Neder said the same way we define the Shimachas with respect to what? Three Shvarim. They undoubtedly claim the Abinesa. You must have the three Shvarim with no gap more than the minimum in between. No Hefsek Ma'at, nothing. Just the minimum gap to demarcate one Shvarim separated from the other. That all that's supposed to intervene. So too, when it comes to the Shvarim Truah, that's all that's supposed to intervene. That's the other day's proof. Yeah.
Why would he rush that straight out?
Yeah.
That there couldn't be a break, that the Shvarim Truah should be in one Shema.
Right.
So what does he have to bring into the Shvarim? Now, what's that he's trying to prove?
He's trying to prove there should be no gap whatsoever between the Shvarim and the Truah.
So the rush says it?
No.
The
Shema. Remember our chart from yesterday? We had six different potential distinctions between the Shema and the Truah. That's Chazal in the sixth way. You wrote it down? The first is no gap. You change the tone. The Ramban. The second is the minimum. The pasuk is the minimum. Mashal. Third is hefsek ma'at. The fourth is kedei neshima. The fifth is yosef kedei neshima. The sixth is noshem. That's actually breathe.
Both have to be
shin, nishima, right, so we've reported already yesterday. The word nishima as it comes to exclude a number of things. Presumably it excludes number six, breathing. Excludes yosef kedei neshima. Presumably it even excludes kedei neshima. But does it exclude hefsek ma'at? Not necessarily. It's one nishima. You didn't wait very long. Just a little bit more than the minimum. Maybe that's considered to be the nishima achas. The Mishnah Berurah said so. If you look in the Ma'am HaKarmas, so maybe it means that. It can't mean that, says the Rav Nezer, because after all, the same expression is used with respect to the three Shvarim. And the three Shvarim is self-explanatory and unanimously accepted that there can be no break between one Shevet and more than the absolute minimum break. So writes the Rav Nezer. It's a gewaldig proof. However, it seems to me that this proof is not so developing, not so great. I'll tell you why. Read that same line we just read before on page 78.